two. Oh, fuck.
Randy, you bald as shit. I'm going to rewatch that real quick again.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I feel like I've missed something.
scroll up to the Randy, you as bald as shit.
Scroll up to Randy, you as bald.
1228.
Just jumped in there randomly.
Shut up, Heidi.
Randy, you bald as shit.
Yo, Heidi didn't ask for it. Certainly Randy.
He looks so confused. It's great.
Yo, Randy, you bald as shit. Look, I've caught up to you guys now.
You missed the one. The other one as well. You gotta do the other one. She came down in a bubble.
Yeah, you've heard of a guy yelling about the Wizard of Oz?
Dear. What's happening?
Oh, girl, what?
You're gonna look at me and tell me that I'm wrong?
Yes.
I'm gonna stab him. Why does he have a knife? I have so many questions. How is he so ready with the knife?
Okay.
Just instant stand up, flick the knives out.
Flick the knives out. I have missed so many things.
Welcome back.
Thanks. It was fun.
We missed you.
No, you didn't. You didn't even know I was gone.
I mean,
I did. I have it on my calendar.
Oh,
nice.
I didn't know anybody up here cared.
The
to be honest.
Fuck?
What's this new one?
Why do you make me watch these things?
Misery.
What is happening?
I don't know. Should we share the the Kingdom Come videos?
Oh, yeah!
Should we announce what the fuck we're doing today on the episode? Or just...
Chaos. We're getting a lot of good sound bites together.
Right. Okay. Should we even bother doing that stuff? Or should we just talk like this is just us talking?
Yeah. Ho there! Parlay?
Friend?
Hello there, Parlays.
Hey, did you hear Johnny Depp won?
I didn't come from the Americans.
I was in the Americas.
Well, I can't do that video.
I came from the Americas.
I came from a penis.
Americans don't. I see.
Anyway.
You know what really makes me mad? Is that the ink I got would have cost me like half price up here in Canada.
Those bloody Americans.
I know, right?
Right?
She's like, because she's like, I'm going to do this tattoo. I'm going to quote you $500. I'm like, okay, that seems a little high. And then it's like this little thing on my inner forearm that took her 2 hours to do. And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's not nearly going to be that much. And then she still fucking charged me $500. I'm like, you don't charge by the hour? No, I charge by the piece. I'm like, bitch, that would have cost me like $220 in Canada.
And then you got your piece out and just got to go, bah, bah, bah.
Nah. Well, I walked into Texas and they're like, are you Canadian? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, we can't give you the complimentary gun. And I was like, oh.
This is true. It's law.
Yeah. That's why I work up here.
You can't give
it's
it
really
to the
funny,
Canadians.
Like, I walked into the States. Like, I got off the plane and, like, there was nothing. Like, I could just walk out of the building. They didn't fucking care who I was. I come back to Canada. It took me an hour to get through customs.
Oh, yeah. They don't care about you, like, and like getting off the plane, getting into the country. But if you want to get on a plane in America, you have to, like, sell your soul.
It's well, fucking rough, man. I hate it.
Well, I mean, so like, the pre-shit to get into America from here wasn't too bad. Like, I had to have a COVID test and stupid
crap. Yeah, Americans
crap,
don't
like
care about coming into the country.
No, they didn't care about me at all. Even when I was leaving the country, they're like, where are you going? I'm like, Canada. They're like, do you have the app? I'm like, I guess. I'm like, okay,
the
bye.
The Canadian app? You just pull out a bottle of maple syrup. You're like, no. This? And they're like, yep, you're free to go, sir.
No, you have to, it's an app called, like, ArriveCan. And you have to, like, put in your vaccine status and all that shit.
What the hell?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It was pretty, I mean, it was the most boring flight ever. Everybody's like, oh, your first flight, it's going to be scary and stuff. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be an adventure. Fucking boring as fuck for four and a half hours.
Don't ruin it for me. I haven't gone on one yet.
Oh, at least yours was only
like 4.5 hours. Like, try the 13-hour ones. Those are brutal.
Well,
they're rough.
You should be masturbating the whole way.
No, no, don't do that. You can get in trouble. But the bathrooms are not as big as they advertise on the TVs. Like, I could barely turn around.
So we couldn't even get my dick out?
No, not even.
You can. Well, depends on your length.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Count them up.
I could, but I don't think you could.
Big dick problems.
Big dick problems. I wouldn't know. But yeah, no, I figured for my first flight, I wasn't going to do anything crazy. I was just going to do a short one, just kind of see how it was. So Texas was perfect. Everybody laughed at me because I went from the Texas of Canada to Texas.
How different was it?
How was?
It wasn't. That's just it. I'm like, oh, fuck, this will happen. That's
the problem.
I was down there. My friends were like, how different? Have you seen anything different? I'm like, literally, no. It's the same fucking place.
Yeah. Same cowboy hats on the policemen, same everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, look.
Except if you get stabbed up north, you actually have health care.
That's true. I did not want to get sick down there. But they're like, oh, look, Texas Longhorns. I'm like, yeah, we have those.
To be entirely fair as well, though, Dallas is one of the most left-leaning places in Texas. So.
Well, Austin, Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, Austin is number one, and then it's, like, Dallas.
I don't know. And
maybe Houston.
I spent with the exception when I went to Medieval Times, it was a three-hour show, which wasn't really all that good. I'm not going to lie. It was hokey as fuck. But, I mean, I spent maybe a total of an hour in Dallas just driving the fucking spaghetti highways, and whoever thought those things fucking up are crazy, man.
Dallas is great. Because if you own a car, you're going to be miserable. But if you don't own a car, you're also miserable.
I noticed.
The public transportation is genuinely the worst.
Does anybody walk?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody walks. Because if you walk in Dallas, you'll get stabbed.
Yeah.
So you're miserable no matter what. And then that Uber, I took an Uber to the DFW from Frisco, and it was like $62.
Oh, my God.
It was like a 40-minute drive, man, from the airport to the fucking Frisco.
Yeah, I've never taken an Uber, I'm going to be honest.
Well, my friends didn't want to drive me because they didn't want to hit traffic on the way back. And I'm like, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Wait, what time did you fly out?
So I had to be there for 4:30 in the afternoon. So they would have been driving back from the DFW at 4:35 o'clock, and I'm like that's fair, that's cool.
Yeah, 5:30 on the highways going back into Dallas, you just are like going up through Dallas is just not. I've almost died on those roads.
Oh man, we were driving back from the Renaissance Fair and we were doing like 85 miles, right? Fucking God. I'm like, Jesus, people were going like 120, 130. They were just fucking blowing past them. Like, what the fuck? No signal lights, weaving in and out of traffic. I'm like, we gonna die. Like, we ain't making it. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Once you've been around that chaos and you know it well, you can kind of like find your way through it.
Oh, man, that was.
I only have a heart attack like once a week now. It's great.
Well, that's good. That's
intense.
That's fucking nuts, man. Even the Uber driver just weaving in and out of fucking traffic, no signal lights. You know, like,
I hate that for him.
Yeah, the average highway speed for me is like at least 10 miles north of the speed limit.
Oh yeah.
So
like, yeah, it's just like
you have to.
It's 65 down there when we're coming through. Like I said, we were doing 85 and they were just fucking. Them and their fancy fucking Mustangs and shit just blowing past us. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, guys, chill.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, like, you're going 20 above the speed limit and you're still getting run over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, big time.
You have to go with the flow of it.
It's really funny because my friend, she uses Waze for a map app.
Yeah,
and I like, she's like, okay, pull it up, where do we got, because she's terrible with directions, like, where do we got to go, and I pull it up and like all I see down the highway is accident, stopped car, accident, cop, accident, stopped car. I'm like, what is happening?
People trying to drive.
Oh, it was bad, man. It was bad.
They see a 20-year-old man trying his best.
It was bad.
Because it sucks as well, because, of course, you know, some of the population here tends to be in the, you know, older, more conservative crowd that, you know, tends to just, like, they're just gonna do their thing, bro. You can't tell them anything. And the attitude definitely shows on the road, because those types of people are either the ones going 130 in their big dually, or it's like the 70-year-old grandmother that's in the far left lane going 60. And if you ever dare flash your lights at them, they will brake check the fuck out of you.
Oh, I know. I know. Although I saw a granny fucking go from the left lane to the right lane like she's gonna miss her exit. Just fucking nobody, not a fucking care in the world. Just cars swerving out of the way. It's like, what is happening?
Who is she?
She's like a ball of steel on that one. Like, I've lived long enough.
Yeah, I don't care where I end up. Thing. I'll either make it to the exit or I'll die.
That's the thing. She doesn't know who she is either.
How are you not all dead?
That's what I don't know, man. Like, I thought Alberta drivers were bad. Like, I thought they were really bad, but Jesus.
Yeah, Christ. I mean, in Britain we have some knobheads, but they're fucking, they ain't doing that. I mean, like, you'll get one out of, like, 2 million fucking drivers.
No. Like, 5 years ago up here, they were just giving out, like, licenses, like, genuine candy, and they had to take, like, hundreds of them back. It's really bad, actually.
I seriously think they were just driving by and just, like, throwing them out windows for anybody can pick them up kind of thing.
Mm. They're doing checks.
Glue your picture and, like, here.
Yeah, basically.
Damn.
Good luck. See you on the next one.
Like, what kind of requirements do they have there for, like, driver's license?
Can you see past the dashboard and, well, not past the front end of your car, past the dashboard? Do you understand that the right pedal go voom and the left pedal go ring? And that's, yeah, here's your license.
I would like How often to, do I would you like have to like... agree with him, but I mean, actually, it's gotten way stricter the last few years.
Yeah, well, that was, yeah, the 5 years ago. Now it's like, now it's like, do you understand quantum physics?
Yeah, yeah, you have to read, like, a stupid book. You got to take 4 written tests. You have to, you know, do a whole freaking road thing. And then you get your first
license. I'm sorry, 4 tests?
Oh, it's bad, man. Tests.
Welcome to England.
And then you get your first license. And your first license, you're only allowed to drive between this hour and this hour. And with a licensed driver in the car. And only people allowed to have, it's not a learner's, it's a full fucking license.
Holy shit.
Okay, I was just like, well, that's just a learner's, that's what we got in BC.
No, there's learner's, and then there's graduated learning license, and then after a year of having that, you have to take another road test, and then you get your actual license.
Okay, that's
And that's not even your full license. That's still just your license, where you can't have alcohol. Once you have your GDL, you can have, like, a single beer.
Is that?
No, GDLs you can't. GDL if you have any alcoholic system at all around.
Is that the same as what they're doing in Britain at the moment, where they're basically allowing councils to start charging people for speeding and other shit, like parking regulations and shit? Like, it's just a way of making as much money as they can out of, like, something that you need to do.
No,
Britain's not even a real country.
I'm always confused when I walk around too.
A few years ago,
are we still part of the union?
No, we're not, actually. It's kind of funny. But a few years ago in Canada, they switched all the insurance and companies and stuff from private to federal. That was just fucking stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, it's stupid. Everything's regulated now.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. It sucks.
That is really strange, because, like, where you are, they're putting more things in the way of people trying to complete a goal. In our country, they're putting more things in the way so they can make money. That's so strange. The outcome's exactly the fucking same. You can't do the things you want to do. And you're paying out the ass for it.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking sucks.
It's terrible. That is. Yeah.
I don't know what the middle ground is, but you could just be like us and there be nothing except having to pay, like, $150 to get your license. And then having to pay, like, another few hundred dollars for a class.
Holy shit.
And then they give you, like, they have you drive around for like 20 minutes and like, all right, here's your license. You don't have to even talk to us for another 10 years.
What? Right. You have to start with the learner's license, and then when you got a learner's license, you have to pay out the ass for fucking lessons, and you got to have at least 10, or the instructor's going to be like, nah, I don't quite think you're ready for your test yet. Then you got to do about 3 different fucking tests. Then you get your full license, and they're putting more and more bars on that as well. You can, like, similar to Canada, it's like you can only drive between certain times and blah, 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 blah. I mean, but...
You don't even have to have a learner's
license. That is crazy. The only thing you can do is a motorbike stuff. I could pay like £1,500 and for a week course and then be qualified to drive a full big ass bike, like up to 1,000cc type.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
That's still £1,500, which is a lot of money.
Down here, you need a learner's.
Mm.
From your learner's, you can go to motorbike or whatever.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, because you have to have your learner's first before you do anything else.
And in this country, either you have to pay for all your needs, like hiring a car if you got to do your tests, hiring the tester, which is just stupid.
You have to hire a guy to come and test.
Yeah, and yeah, if you, it's so bad, isn't it? Because like they're making money off you failing, because then you're gonna have to do it again. But whatever, you know, let's not look into that. Then, but if you get a driving instructor, like a proper instructor, they can put you forward for your test. It means you're paying less overall. But still, it's just, ugh.
Driving instructors here have a weird thing. They actually usually fail you if they find out you have a driving instructor.
Really?
That way they get more money out of you.
Yeah. Isn't it? But, so I feel the same as you can.
You always fail the first time, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
In Calgary, anyway.
Stupid. Because, like, they know they're gonna make more money off you because you're gonna go for it again if you fail, because you've obviously been trying and paying money to do it. So, of course, they're gonna fucking fail you.
Well, here, so what it is, it's about $400 and you get the whole thing. So you get 10 hours of driving, a classroom and with a written test.
Yeah.
And then and that 10 hours of driving includes, you know, an instructor and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it you get your road test.
Okay. But
they almost always fail you on that first road test.
Oh.
So you have to fucking take it again, and it's an extra $100 and some odd after that.
That is just horrid.
Yeah, they almost always because all it takes. So I don't know how it works in Britain, but we have like a point system.
Yeah, same.
So like if you get so many points taken off, you fail.
Yeah.
Or if you cannot parallel park, it's an automatic fail.
What? Okay, we don't have that one.
Yeah.
But it might be a major.
The parallel parking one is a pretty unanimous one.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, you have like 3 tries, and if you cannot do it, it's an automatic fail.
That's ridiculous.
Did you guys get 3 tries? We only get 1.
No, it depends on the instructor, but for the most time they'll give you 1 to 3 tries, and then if you can't do it off the 3rd try,
that's crazy,
they will fail you, and then you have to drive them back.
They tell you failed when you have to drive them back.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they're not that bad. They tell you after you drop them off.
Yeah, that's usually here too.
Well, you know you failed though. Like if you
because that's an automatic.
You know you fucking failed.
We don't get told if whether that's a minor or a major unless you're actually doing your test. And if it's a major, you fail instantly. No. If you fail on any majors, which usually are massive hazards, like you gotta cause a crash, or if the instructor has to slam the brake on, you know, that sort of shit.
Yeah.
But you can have X amount of minors, which they just go, you're being a nuisance, or you're hesitating, or whatever. Majors are if they're going to actually cause an actual problem on the road. You might crash into somebody, or somebody might crash into you from you being stupid. But minors, you can have, I think it's either between 3 and 10. I can't actually remember the exact number. So yeah, you can have a good few of them.
That's fucking stupid.
Immediately. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but also I'd rather have safe drivers on the road than them lobbing it into car windows and seeing who picks one up.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the drivers before us fucking ruined everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking boomers.
Yeah.
Oh, Raz, did you get to experience a roundabout down here?
Oh, like 2 of them.
How was it?
We have them up here.
Yeah, but were they sufficient? Were they of good quality?
No, absolutely not.
How, like,
our roundabouts are just ass.
We call them traffic circles up here.
Yeah, see, down here, we just ignore they exist.
Yeah, I noticed. I saw one guy just go like right from one end to the other.
What?
Oh my god, actually?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ah. Well, there was nobody in it, so instead of going around it the right way, he just...
There are so many people here that will literally stop in the traffic circle to let someone in.
Oh god.
My favorite part was a video that went on Reddit where a guy was like sitting there parked, tried to take a left. And for like 5 minutes, these guys were just cackling, laughing, and videotaping.
I there was one they had put in. It was on my like route to work a few years ago, and I saw multiple people go through it the wrong way. Like in the first month or two, it was fun to watch.
Damn.
But yeah, no, people don't. They don't know how to use them, and they kind of get built like shit around here. So, I'm not surprised.
Good fucking times. Good fucking times. No, but otherwise, yeah, no, Texas was super fun. So. Super
mentioned that you got a tattoo. What of?
It's a raven.
Like,
at very descriptive. Those.
Hold on. I don't feel like fucking describing it.
No. Call him out.
Jesus fucking.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I love your description for an audio show.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Look at this picture. Okay.
This picture. Isn't it sweet?
It's like a raven and it's got flames around it and shit. I don't know. I wanted her to do a different one. But she's like, oh, it's got to be way bigger, and I can't do all the details in there. And I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be coming to you then. But then I'm like, can you just draw me a badass fucking raven? She's like, yeah, I can do that. And this is what I got. So, I mean.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad. That's pretty nice.
Hell yeah.
It's more traditional style, so it's nice. Mm. I don't think it was worth $500.
No.
But, no. And I had to pay in fake Canadian money, so that was closer to, like, almost seven for me, but... Yeah, I was not impressed.
That was, like... It's, like, almost the expense for your entire trip.
No. We lead up to my trip was expensive. I had to get the tickets.
That's fair.
Get the passport. I had to get the fucking COVID shit. Like, I probably spent over $1,000 just going for the trip.
And you only spent a week.
I spent 10 days. I didn't want to overstay my welcome, right? Like, they were nice enough to put me up in their house.
That's fair.
So yeah. I didn't want to be there for like a month or something stupid.
Right? I guess so.
Yeah. Would have loved to have gone to Arlington with someone, but, you know, I couldn't get a hold of her. So.
Ooh.
I was so excited and all this shit. But...
Who is she?
It was a fucking week for me, I'll tell you what.
Go on.
I almost got
Go on then.
Fucking... Yeah, like, I'll tell you what, then you just kind of stop.
Can you ever reboot on all
of you? As soon as I described my tattoo, fuck.
Look, it takes me like 2 hours to get out of bed every morning. Like, a little bit of anything and it's a long week for me.
Yeah, but I wasn't like out of bed till 11 every day.
And you were still up 5 hours before me.
Holy shit.
I work until like 5 a.m.
That's true.
Midnight shifters.
Yeah. I am, like, extremely vitamin D deficient because not only do I work nights, but even during the day, it's, like, blackout curtain on. I don't see the sun a lot. No, but I think... Which... Let's see. So... Goddamn, what did I do last week? I don't know. That's the shit. I don't even remember what I did.
It was a hell of a week.
Keep us in suspense.
I'm on the spot.
Yeah, you are. Calling you out.
So anyway, how about this weather we're having?
It's pretty bad for you.
Yeah, it's like 98 degrees.
It's raining.
98 degrees.
It's just white outside of my room right now.
I'm actually jealous.
Like snowing?
It's not snow. It's the clouds. I've just been surrounded by a blanket of clouds for the last like 5 days.
That's still nicer than Texas. Would...
Yeah. It really is. I can't even go to my car without burning my hand on my steering wheel.
I know! Fuck! My friends had a black car, and I'm like, oh, I went to Nerdvana. Shit, I wish you would have came to Nerdvana with me. That was so much fun.
Oh my god, why didn't you tell me about the things you were doing?
I told you I was going to Nerdvana. We got to sit there, we played Super Smash, we were eating fucking lunch. It was great.
Yeah, but, you told me like a couple of weeks ago. I can't even remember what I did yesterday.
Hey, you are like young. It's supposed to be my memory that's going, not yours. But
look, I'm depressed as shit and I don't sleep enough. My memory is horrid.
Are you kidding me? I just got put on a new medication for my depression so I don't yeet myself in front of a car. So
I am on medication now as well.
Whee! Look at us!
Mine is an antihistamine, so I don't stay awake for too long.
Oh, mine is to make me feel better. I'll tell you what it doesn't do.
Make you feel better.
Make you feel better?
Yeah. Oh,
damn.
That got so sad.
But, yeah, no, Nirvana was fun, but we were only in there for like an hour tops. We walk outside. She wanted to show me the Gearbox offices, but we couldn't get in because they were locked for the day. Which sucked. I would really love to have walked through Gearbox. There were a ton of pictures. Well, her husband just got promoted to the executive producer of Gearbox. So,
oh, that's sick.
Yeah, so he had all this stuff. I was watching him play test games and shit because he works from home. And I was like, this is so cool.
Can you get me hired on as a janitor there?
They're always looking, not for janitors. But unless you're Mexican. Are you Mexican?
I'm... extremely not.
Okay, then no.
For the right price, no, I could be anything you want right me to price, be.
Yeah. But no, yeah, we walked out there, they had a black car, and I sat down, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get a white car! It's Texas! There's no blacks around here. Black cars around here.
All right, 29.
Good save, good save, good save, good save, good save.
There really wasn't.
Oh, it was so funny because we went to the barbecue place, and our server was this guy named Magnus. Like, who names their kid Magnus in Texas? And he had an accent. And we were all kind of curious where it was from. So we asked, like, where's your accent from? Oh, he's like, oh, I was born and raised here in Texas. I just have a speech impediment. Oh, man, we felt so bad. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So good.
How hard is it getting in here?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was, right? It's like, oh no, what have we done?
We'll take our Chucky's.
Oh,
too good.
Oh man, so good though.
All right, so what did you get at the barbecue place?
I got I got fucking melt in your mouth brisket. Like, holy shit! Like, I put it
Texas brisket.
I put it in my mouth and it like evaporated. Like, it was like, this is so good. I got the Texas Twinkie. Which, for anybody listening, get a fucking Texas Twinkie whenever you can. That is brisket wrapped in cream cheese, stuffed inside a jalapeno, wrapped in bacon.
Talk about that guy who fucked his meat. Heart attack waiting to happen.
It is?
Sounds like a guy who fucks his meat.
That was the most delicious thing.
And then I'm like, maybe this guy fucks. great.
Matt, I would have fucked it. Okay? It was that good. And
this guy fucks his meat.
He fucks his meat. And then I don't know, Texas mac and cheese. That's the creamiest mac and cheese I've ever fucking had.
Do you guys not know how to chew?
And then it had fried okra.
This is the guy whose toast is beans.
Which is a thing. Right.
Excuse me?
And then, what? Anyway. I don't know. We like got a bunch of sides so we could all taste anything. There was like a broccoli salad and like a potato casserole. And then they had some ribs. Like we got some ribs for the table. It was fucking good. Good. And then they had free dessert afterwards. They had like peach cobbler and banana wafer pudding.
Yes.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm like, I am going to get fat. Like, Jesus Christ. I went to, I can't remember what it's called. It's a burger place. Its logo is like Texas. It starts with an M. Like Moo something. Moo.
You're talking about Mooyah?
Mooyah, yeah. I went there on my first night. That was a fucking good burger.
I completely misunderstood what you said and thought you said it's called Texas, but spelt with an M. I'm like, what?
No. Its logo is like the shape of Texas.
Yeah, no,
the name starts with an M.
Oops, it's all Texas.
Oh, I feel as if that's almost how people from Texas would spell Texas, though.
with an M.
Oh, man, driving through that place, like, every place is a combination of Texas and something else. It was like, let's go to Texago. Let's go to something Texas. It's like, what is wrong with these people?
Texas. Patriotism.
If you live here, you either love Texas or you hate Texas.
It was just so funny. Like, that was the strangest part, is just people. But, good times.
Yeah, especially...
Texans.
Especially around, like, this metroplex, you're going to get a really big mix of people.
I got to remember that you guys don't have iced tea. It's all sweet tea.
Yep, it's all sweet tea. You have to ask for iced tea if you want non-sweet tea.
Yeah, like a brisk or something, yeah.
Yeah, because they will literally give you 2 days worth of sugar in a medium sweet tea.
I know
your guys' Mio, large you size is like extra.
You can't even drink it. It's like a Guinness. It has so much sugar in it. And you are lagging a bit, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came through there, and your microphone wasn't even going off. That was great to watch.
Good to see.
You are absolutely right, though, because you go to... Did you get to experience, like, Chicken Express?
So, we didn't get to do too much fast food. I ate Jack in the Box for the first time, which was a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was good. Like,
that shit went right through me.
If it's not most American foods.
Jack in the Box is a gamble. Some places it's decent. Other places, you would have been better off just not eating.
Yeah. So I tried Jack in the Box. We got some sandwich place like Mike's Sandwiches or something. I don't know. I never had it. But then we were gonna go to an In-N-Out, but we never made it. Instead, we went to this Mexican place. It's Blue something.
Well, there's just a ton of, like, family Mexican places,
it's all it was. It's a little family. I mean, it's a franchise, I think, but...
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can't remember what it is. Oh, I almost said Blue Oyster, but it definitely is not that. But, but yeah. I don't know, like, it was super fun. It was a good time. So I had my first funnel cake at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, their funnel cakes are good, too.
Yeah. Watch it. Did
you get to try the fried ice cream?
I didn't do the fried ice cream. I had to help someone destroy a 8-pound turkey leg.
Oh, Jesus. And it's 95 degrees out?
Yeah.
The weekend I was there that it was 95 degrees, I could not focus on anything other than survival. So.
Oh, I know. And I was wearing a black monk costume. Like, hold on, I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, no, I was Raz in, like...
takes pictures?
Oh, I have so many.
Since when?
Since I went
Scarborough's to is actually really cool.
I have a great one. Here you go. This is me in front of a place called Fat Friars.
Oh, there it
is. Oh, Fat Friars.
Yo, is that Morbius?
Yeah, I know. Right? It's Morbid time.
Did you even morb?
Dude, it came out again, and then it bombed again.
It's Morbid time.
Did you see his tweet earlier today where he tweeted about it on Twitter, the Morbius 2 script?
No.
It's so bad.
So bad.
Is it?
It was just bad. Sorry, I'm lagging too, so I can't respond right away.
That's okay.
We'll just move on from that story, I guess.
If only Onyx was here, though, we could have a real Morbin time.
Mm. Morbin time! Oh, God. What's wrong with you people?
I still haven't seen the movie, and I don't really want to.
I was just going to go it for see free. It. Yeah. I'm waiting. It'll be a crazy
I thought it looked interesting from trailers, and then now it's, yeah, no. I'm
now
right.
It's morbing time.
Try to find
maybe we should just stop. Maybe we should just stop letting Mr. Leto be in movies.
Yeah, this is the second character. He's kind of fucked up, right?
Like, a major character like this in a really big, like, you know, supposed to be really big blockbuster movie, he's just completely fucked the role. Like, it's either that or it's just bad luck. Either way, he shouldn't be in it.
Stick to singing.
Wait, singing?
Wait, isn't he the singer?
In what?
Yeah, he's 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's from Yesterday.
Yeah, he sings in the band, yeah. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Wait, does he
I
actually?
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
100%.
And I need to look this up.
Yeah, I thought he was the... Yeah. No, I was...
He is.
Yeah.
No, he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See? I am not on my own with this. He's the singer.
Yeah. He's the lead vocals and rhythm guitarist for hit band 30 Seconds to Mars.
Stick to singing, my dude. Stop ruining my superhero films.
Stick to what you're good at. Go make another album or something. Okay, this time maybe don't put your face on the cover of it. That wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, or none of those none of those fucking funky Jesus songs either. I'm not okay with this.
Wait, he has funky Jesus songs?
Yeah, like one of his last most famous songs was just about walking on water and shit.
Wow, alright.
Oh, that's
some the song that's called Rescue Me.
Yeah. Would you rescue me? Would you hear my back? No, that's One Republic. Never mind.
No, it's called Walk on Water, I think.
No, it's probably something else.
No, there's definitely the number 3 song on Spotify is Walk on Water.
You watch Knights?
Yeah, that's what Medieval Times is.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. So I did write in schedules, but I am not here on the last Sunday of July. I'm going to a LARP event. Yes! So that's going to be cool. Okay. It's like...
Why did you mention this?
Sorry?
Never mind.
It's because he's bringing up Renaissance Fairs. Like, a fucking LARP event is basically like a Renaissance Fair, except everybody gets to roleplay. Who the fuck is this guy?
That is the big man himself.
Jesus?
Randy.
Randy.
Randy, you're bold as shit!
I know.
Stop calling him out. He's been through a lot.
Can you just...
I got proof I'm bald as shit. Hold on a sec.
Start replying and just look dejected, for fuck's sake. Do it properly.
Hold on. I got one. Hold on.
Do it, Dad.
I got this. Wait, got this.
Are we gonna go blind?
Put your dick away.
Is it gonna be like a flashbang going off?
Yes. Are you ready for this gay shit?
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Oh no, who are you kissing?
I'm not kissing nobody.
It's not me, so it's probably not anybody.
There you go, it's gay shit.
Probably.
It's just me, that's why it's gay.
How is this gay?
Bald as fuck.
Bald as shit.
Dude, I would come on that head.
I mean,
that's not gay.
Come on any head.
If you try hard enough.
He would evaporate in that heat.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be something that only Raz can relate to, but, like, the worst thing about being, like, you know, like, bald and not having hair is that for some reason it makes people think that they can just touch your head.
Nobody touches my head. I'm too tall.
Oh, goddamn.
Look at this majestic fuck.
Oh. Mm. I have a bit of him.
Wow.
I'll have one of everything, sir.
I'll have one of everything you got.
I'm going to eat that ass.
Oh.
Well,
and his horse.
Hold on, I got a better picture of his majestic ass. Hold on.
Oh, you got a picture of his ass?
Well, almost.
Is it with or without the cape?
Oh, it's all with the cape.
I'm not nearly as interested now.
I know, right?
What if it's a peek underneath the cape?
Then interest has been regained.
Here's the marshal!
Oh, damn! Why did you look like a Tesco value fucking Sean Bean?
Because he is.
Tony.
He had a value or a fucking value fresh fucking Sean Bean accent.
He's just too cocky.
It's me, Sean Bean.
Yeah, right.
Everyone loves Sean Bean.
Say that, and look at this picture at the same time.
Does this look like a knockoff?
It's me, Sean Bean. I love the medieval times.
Sean Bean in the Unreal Engine.
Oh, God.
It is I,
look
Sean
at me
Bean.
Upon my stallion. I've been in several good movies, but only two of them I haven't died in.
Wait, there have been movies he hasn't died in?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's insane.
They're unreleased.
He didn't die in Silent Hill.
Yeah, technically.
It's true. He didn't die in Silent Hill.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
I also don't think he died in Troy.
Who did he play in Troy?
Didn't everybody die in Troy?
Well... Well,
wasn't confirmed.
Cannot confirm
of these movies.
All right, I'm gonna ignore all my script, and my words are bastard.
these bastards. All right, cheers.
These bastards. Can I get a line? No, we're changing that. I've got a better one. I love you. Nope. Bastard.
Bastards. Oh, dear. Oh, they're chinging. Oh, you got a netting up just in case the sword goes flying off.
Oh, yeah. I love that word. I think I might have to bleep that word.
Chinging?
Chinging?
That's exactly what the swords make. And they're covered in...
I don't know about that one.
Their edges are laced with, I forget what it is.
It's a British thing. It's the same way as we can say the F word, because that's a meatball.
This guy's British.
I'm British, by the way, in case you were wondering. I'm the only one in existence ever.
I'm still wondering.
I actually didn't even know.
Also, I didn't say chinking. Which is closer.
Oh, there was a
hard one. Wait, see, there you go.
Hard K.
To be fair, we never react that hard whenever.
That's true. Literally, he said there was no blacks. I'm just saying.
Black cars!
Oh my god, this guy's gonna get shit on so bad.
and
oh, they were the horses were shitting all over the place. They had squires running out trying not to interrupt the show, so the knights didn't fucking land in it.
What's the form of my execution? Horseshit.
Horseshit.
Stand in the middle of four horses' asses while they just fling turns at you.
I am absolutely a knight squire in the 21st century.
Job role.
Just cleaning up shit.
Squire.
Flinging the turds around the stadium.
Yo, somebody puked in our pyramid room last night, and we had to shovel out sand.
That is fucking gross.
That's pretty grim, yeah.
You have a pyramid.
We have a joke here. The minute they shit in our prison bucket, that we're all quitting that day.
What are you doing?
Where do you work? I'm on my way.
Oh. It's going to be a great day. We're just going to be like, something reeks. And then we're going to look at in the barrel and we're going to be like, yep, we're leaving.
We are leaving.
Time to go. Sean Bean's bastards are leaving.
Sean Bean's bastards.
Yeah, I have a pyramid room too, but usually people don't escape it.
That's a bit fucking rapey.
Yeah, a little bit.
Uh-oh, stinky.
No, that's not the point.
That's not the point.
That's not
no,
the
see,
point.
No, see, the point is the knife.
Oh, my penis.
Oh,
yeah,
my penis.
The knife that the pyramid guy has.
Is that a knife?
That guy wants to rock over your head. That's
I
what
know.
That symbol
it's
means.
Enough.
It felt very uncomfortable when I felt his hand on my head. I'm like, what is he doing?
Why is he touching my head? I'm too tall. This never happens.
What's,
you stop
what
panicking.
Is happening? Nobody touches my head.
He's pretty tall.
Isn't he?
Yeah, that dude's tall. He's at least 6'5".
He looks kind of hot, though. Totally have a death kink. Like,
how you doing?
Did you oo-oo at him?
Oh yeah, I oo-ooed all over him actually.
Could you say that was slower?
Ooh, ooh,
who?
I need a wee.
Alright, I have to leave this podcast. That was entirely too much moaning.
For no other reason. Why is that just a normal
Hey,
picture?
I'm a tourist. Hey guys, look at me.
You hate pictures of yourself. What is going on? This is more I've seen of you in the past year than in 5.
I know, right?
This is great. Cool.
Good conversation.
This is great.
I know, right?
So everybody,
I never take pictures.
You can't see this picture. It's a dorky picture of Raz with two thumbs up in front of like a little green pond and a castle wall. It's great.
Clean your pond, you bitch.
This was me friend. She had to have this picture taken in front of Frumps.
Oh. Frumps.
Oh. Who the... Oh.
I'm Mr. Frump.
Oh.
She's like, that's me! Take my picture! I'm like, okay.
Oh, yes.
God damn it, now I'm sad that the Renaissance Fair is over for this year.
How long does it usually run for?
Like 3 months, I think.
That's pretty long, actually.
I mean, it's 3 months, but it's only on the weekend.
Hmm.
I plan on doing the one here in September. But
wait, there's one in Calgary?
There's one in every city. You just have to find it.
There's not one in Victoria.
Really?
There is. There's probably a LARPing community, honestly.
There is a LARPing community. I've met some of the members, but...
LARP.
Oh.
Do it! Coop, do it!
Just do it!
Make your dreams come true! Go and do LARP. It's great.
No, actually, it's terrible, and there's so many gatekeepers.
That's literally their LARP role. Jesus. They are the gatekeeper.
More like the gatekeeper.
Hey,
right?
Oh, damn! You got him!
Got him!
Fuck it.
It's a lot of chaos.
Okay.
Did you just call me a name?
I'm offended.
Be gay, pet dogs. Be a pet, gay dogs.
They're turning a frog's gay.
So there's a window that said be gay, pet dogs, but it was one of those don't dead open inside. And now I think about like...
Wait, what?
I love it so much.
Be gay pet dogs. Be pet gay dogs.
Somebody fucked up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, we can just pet gays now?
I think you have to ask.
The answer is no.
Usually if I give
the
a flex, I'm okay.
Absolutely yes.
Absolutely yes.
I think you have to ask first. It's like someone else's dog.
Can I pet your gay? Can I pet your gay? Is that okay? Can I
can
pet
I crush your balls?
Can I pet you?
You gay, can I pet you? Can you go up and ask a dog if they're
gay.
A dog? Are you a dog? Can I pet you?
Yes.
You can't pet him.
Can I pet you? You're so cute. Can I pet you?
Look at your little mustache. There's that twirly thing.
Look at your short shorts.
You're definitely a Redditor.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
What?
You heard him.
I would have done like 4chan talk.
Did I stutter?
Yeah, you did.
This guy's a Discord moderator.
Oh no.
Get out of my room! Playing Minecraft.
Nah, I'm with the boys.
I'm sweaty.
Oh, hi, sweaty. I'm Dad.
Hey, Dad. Wanna fuck?
Nope.
Nope.
Huh?
First rejection of the night. Anybody else? Let's go.
You've done it. You've done it.
Great time.
What the fuck is that? I haven't even clicked play yet.
The body is round. It's a round butty.
The body is round.
Randy, you bald as shit.
The body is round. That's what I'm going to say to everyone now. The body is round.
You're not fat. The body is round.
The body is round.
There's the other part. There's like, hey, like the body is round.
Oh, I totally forgot round. That's coming through my normal speakers. That's gonna be all over my Audacity.
Oh god.
The body is
Don't
round.
Worry. I got another one for you.
Ow!
What the shit? Honestly, better than Jared Leto.
Isn't this his new song?
This is like a preview.
Yeah, this is on the soundtrack to Morbius.
Bury me,
if he had just done this for the entire length of Morbius, it would have been a better movie.
Ouch. Honestly,
the body is round.
It would have been cheaper.
Oh yeah. Oh god, can I at least breathe?
Whew.
Okay.
Look at this guy trying to breathe.
We don't do that no more, you boomer. That hits us on a new topic. Pollution.
Pollution? You go from boomers to pollution?
Yeah, because they did it all, man.
Okay. The body is round.
Points at lake. The body is round.
Points at flat earth.
Points at car. The body is round.
Points at female.
Stop. The body is round.
The baby is round.
The body is round.
The body is round.
I'm dying.
Can I crush your balls?
Oh, did anybody watch episode 3 of The Boys?
No.
Oh yeah, the new season's out.
Is
yeah,
it
Friday?
Yeah, that was a TikTok that came up the other day. I was very confused. It's like when you're watching episode 3 of The Boys, 11 minutes and something seconds, and I'm like, what the fuck happened there? And he looked very.
Well, that's not even the worst part.
It's not like that woman squashing that guy's face while receiving oral.
No, it's way worse.
I mean, that was a good bit.
No, that bit hurt. Say with the one where she's like in his gills when they're making out. Oh, that scene, oh, that scene hurt.
I hated that shit so
I don't
bad.
Think I've ever
oh
been so
my
squeamish.
Gosh. The first episode, you are going to fucking blow your shit.
Well, like...
All right.
Go watch it right now. It's only like 5 minutes in. Go watch it. I'll wait.
Oh, did you upload it? Or...
We can save him.
Oh, everyone stop licking! We can save him!
That was eating it, but...
What? No! No!
Oh.
Is he knobbling the microphone? Oh.
Tell me something your mom doesn't know. Oh!
Ah, a homosexual. I see.
Have you guys seen the We Smell Pennies, boys?
I don't want to.
No. Yes.
Wait.
Here you guys go.
I love We Smell Pennies.
Come on.
I can keep these pennies to myself.
There's a lot of this shit I just don't understand.
What the fuck? We smell pennies!
Jesus.
We smell pennies! We smell
it's the same with
pennies!
Like, the guy who walks into the basement and they're just wandering around that fucking satanic circle, and then they all turn and look at him and just run after him.
Pennies!
Oh, why is there more?
We smell J.C. Penny.
Oh, get your nose out of that.
Hello, Gustavo.
You
I
can
sus.
Call me sus.
Well, there you go. That was the Z Team shooting the shit.
Do we have a name for this?
You guys want to call it there?
Yeah, we'll call it there. I gotta go put a gate together.
I got a wee.
All right, thank you guys so much for whatever.
It's nice just to talk.
We will. We'll catch you back on some regular D&D. Hopefully next week. We'll see you guys then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye! The body is round. The body is round.
These pennies.